This is Reuven Levy. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace from Rav Arush Shita in the Chutz Shel Chesed Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. We are fortunate today to be starting chapter number 5. Chapter number 5 on page 109 in the Hebrew version. Kaved et Ishtacha. Honor your wife. Important thing to do. Let's learn. Tzrichim ladat. You should know. Sheyetzahara shel hagever ze tavanu. Okay, we know that the yetzahara of a man, his main yetzahara, he has a few, but his main one, is tavanu, his lust for women. That's the main yetzahara of a man. Should not be a surprise to anyone. Ukishiroeh eze davar hamazkir lo isha. And when he sees something that reminds him of a woman, even if it's not a woman, something that reminds him of a woman, he'll be looking in the distance, he sees a tree, it's in the shape of a woman. Miyad mitbal bim chushav. Suddenly, immediately, his emotions become confused, gets excited. Behumat chil ledamien gimonot. And he begins to imaginations. Told that is the sorry state that we're living in. Aval. Okay, why tell me that? You should know, just like you have a Yetzirah, and that's how it works, that it's a crazy Yetzirah, that even things which don't exist and are not true, we make up imaginations based on the back of them. So you should know that a woman also has a Yetzahara. What's that? Aval a Yetzahara shel isha. What's the Yetzahara for a woman? It's not niyuch. Right? A man should not think, chas v'shalom, he'd be very wrong, if he thinks that his wife is also interested in the same lust that he's interested in. It's not true. She's a different being completely. She's not. So she doesn't have that problem. But what's her Yetzahara? Kavod. Her Yetzahara is kavod, the need for respect. This is her main Yetzahara. She has other ones, like we also have additional ones apart from Niyuf, but like Niyuf is our main one. Her main one is called kavod. Sheyakabduota, that people will give her kavod. People will respect her. And she will give up her life to receive that. Men give up their life to the town of Atniyuf every day. They are prepared to destroy themselves. It doesn't matter who they are. The higher they are, they're willing to fall to the lowest, to give up everything. Right? And we shouldn't think that it's just those famous people. Right? Because the only difference between the famous people and you and me is that they managed to get away, right? They had the opportunity. Whereas you and me don't have the opportunity. But if you and me had the opportunity like those famous people did, then we too would also be unfortunately finding ourselves in those terrible positions. Right? So we can't look at them and say, right, that's man. That's what happens. Woman is like that too. A woman is prepared to give up everything for kavod. V'zeshamru chazal. This is why Chazal said, this is something we talked about earlier in the class, in the previous class. Chazal said, Sha'isha hi kalat da'at. They said that a woman has a weak da'at. Loosely translate, very loosely a weak mind, but it doesn't necessarily mean a weak mind. There's the women who have much sharper mind than you and me. So it doesn't necessarily, in this aspect, she has a weakness. She has a weakness in her mind. Ki al yidei katzat kavod, because through a little bit of kavod, umilim tovot, and some nice words, efshar la totota le'ezer kivun shirotzim, it's possible to persuade her, to bend her, to whichever direction you want. Ki zeh ha'yetzahara shalah, because that's her yetzahara. Right? A person should use that information very sparingly and not be, right? But the Gemara is telling us that a woman is, her mind is easily swayed by a few kind words. Well, that's the general idea.
I heard it.
And it has truth.
I heard it something more. The lady can do a lot of things at the same time. This is what they say in the cell. They say it doesn't mean that. They say the lady can do a lot of things at the same time. Man is still working.
Right.
Kala,
Kala is easy. It means it's yofi. But that's only one explanation. And truth is, as we explained before, we Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir Balanes, questioned this and said, no, it's not true. And she was a Talmid Chachama, Talmid HaChachama, right? And Rabbi Meir Balanes got one of his students to show her that she was wrong. And one of his students seduced her, and she killed herself. It says in the Gemara. Right? Because she questioned this teaching. Yes, Moshe.
Are we saying that this is a good
no.
or a bad thing?
So he's teaching us the truth.
Right, but
and we have to know what it means.
But a bad meter that she has to overcome? Just like
she doesn't
she
overcome. The wife does not have a her tikkun in this world is not to overcome that. She's given that yetzahara in order to help us achieve our own tikkun. She's given that yetzahara in order to fix me. Why? Because we're going to see that a woman needs kavod, must have kavod. It's her life force. If she doesn't have kavod, she'd go crazy. So she needs kavod. He created a situation where she needs kavod.
Why does she
need kavod? In order that I, her husband, are forced to give my wife kavod. Because for me to work on myself, for me to develop myself, to be a better husband, to be a better man, to fix my neshama, I need to give my wife kavod.
So why do you call it later on?
Because that's how he created it. This need for kavod... Is a yetzahara.
So a yetzahara
not true.
You should overcome.
Not fun.
I guess so.
So if it's a bad thing, then she should overcome it.
It can be, okay. So let's say it can be a bad thing, and for sure it can be used for the bad. Women who dress provocatively in public are exhibiting this yetzahara. They have a need for attention, a need for people to look at them. Right? That is this yetzahara. 100%. Right? So I need people to look at me. I need people to want me to, etc., etc., to give me attention. That's this Yetzirah. And it's a Yetzirah. It's not a good thing. But Hashem gave it to her. Why did he give it to her? For my benefit. It has a positive purpose. Positive purpose is she requires from me kavod. She requires me to give her respect, compliments, love, and attention. If she didn't need that, if she was created without that, right, let's say she doesn't have that need, that's fixed. Let's say I marry a woman who is fixed. She fixed that Yetzirah. She went and whatever she did, and she doesn't have that Yetzirah anymore. Not happens. I marry my chavuta. Just like my chavuta doesn't need me to compliment him, doesn't need me to look after him, doesn't need me to give him respect. Because he's a guy, he does not interested, he doesn't whatever. If you want to be nice to me, that's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. So your wife, if your wife manages to overcome her Yetzirah and doesn't care, then you're living with someone who doesn't need that. It's not good for you. You need to be living with someone who needs that from you every single day at every single moment.
So why are you
together?
No,
it's the tikkun is that the man and the husband together. Because then the man gives it to her, she doesn't need from other people.
No, so yes, so Moshe's question is, why is it called a Yetzirah? So why is it called a Yetzirah? Because it's not ideal, it's not correct that she needs.
It is, it's my tikkun.
It helps me, but it's not correct. It helps me that there are poor people in the world, so I can give them tzedakah. It helps me, but it doesn't mean that being poor is a good thing.
It doesn't mean that being poor is a Yetzirah.
It's a negative thing, it's a bad thing, but it needs to exist. Has a need to be there.
But being poor is not a Yetzirah.
My Yetzirah needs to exist so that I can overcome him. Needs to exist. If I was born without a Yetzirah, there wouldn't be any point in me being here. Nachon? I'm only here because I've got a Yetzirah and I've got to fight it, I've got to overcome it, I've got to work on myself, I've got to struggle every day. Yofi. But it's still a negative. It's still a yetzahara. We still don't want. Ultimately, we don't want it. And ultimately, it's not going to be there. But it has a good purpose. The same thing with the woman. It's just an external yetzahara.
Okay, I understand that. But as far as the woman is concerned, it's not considered a yetzahara.
Yeah, it is. Because she can also use it for the bad. If she dresses in short skirts and goes out because her yetzahara says I need attention, then it's a bad thing. If she uses it for her husband to get closer to her husband, her husband walks into the home. He's been out all day, and she says to him, "I just need some attention from you. I need you to, you know, to pay me some attention right now and to look after me and whatever." What do we call it? We call it a yetzahara. We call it a good thing. So it's being used for the good. It's helping a husband to get close and attached to his wife, and for him to work on his midot. But it's a yetzahara that she's needy. I need this. I need it now. I need you to drop what you're doing. I need the attention. It is negative.
Well, there is an answer to what he's saying. I just forgot. There is an answer to what he's saying. There's the miyuta chama, the miyuta levana.
Okay.
The moon, the husband's like the sun and the wife's like the moon, right? And the moon was short, was closer. But every time we daven, she'ach levana kmo chama.
It should be the same.
The she'ach will come back. Shine like the sun, they'll be equal. It won't be the sun is giving light to the moon, and therefore the moon will shine. Meaning the husband is the sun, right? He's giving light to the woman. Then the moon shines up.
Okay, that's all wonderful.
No, and then, one second, and it will come back. It will come back. The wife will become something that shines.
Okay, but that's
yeah, so good. So then, so once, and then fine tune the question. So, what's
okay.
It? So?
If this is her yetzahara,
yes.
And that's how it's termed.
Yeah.
Something that she should try to work on.
No,
just
we
like
don't.
A man
no,
on
no. So no. Yes. So yes and no. Yes. Yes. Because if it gets out of hand, she's going to go and do stuff like wear short skirts in public. So she should work on it. Because she doesn't work on it, she's not going to dress in a sneer way. So yes, she should work on it.
The man needs it.
She does need it, but she still has to work on it.
Why
both Manny, things can't happen to be Hashem creates this beautiful tapestry the man needs to be living with a yetzahara. He needs to be living with a yetzahara. He's got his own yetzahara. Hashem gave me my own internal yetzahara. He also gave me an extra external one that is called my wife. She's also got a yetzahara. She gets angry, she gets upset, she has needs, she wants attention. All these yetzahara things, but they're good for me. Hashem created them so that I have what to work on. It doesn't mean it's good that these. We have different. We have different.
There's a story. Same thing.
It's good. My yetzahara. I need it. I need it to live, to work on, to practice, to overcome. But my job is to overcome it. It's still a yetzahara, but I need it. Just like I need to have a wife with a yetzahara. It's good for me. My yetzahara is also good for me. It's called a yetzahara, and it's called something I need to get rid of. I still need, but it's still good for me.
So let me fine tune it.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, that's nice that you need it.
Why does she need it? She doesn't need it at all. She doesn't need to be here. The Arizal said she only came down here to fix me. She's fixed. She has nothing to work on. She's given the job of being my Eza Kenegdo. She comes down in order so that I can fix myself. That's why you never criticize a wife. That's why you don't fix a wife. You don't even try and fix her. It's not her job to be fixed.
So the women that come down in our community,
they have a purpose, but not the same purpose as us. My purpose is to be fixed. Her purpose is not to be fixed. She's a different role, a different job. She has a purpose. She's got a real. She's real. She's reality. She has a purpose. It's not to be fixed.
So her yetzahara is to my benefit and her detriment.
Yeah, but her yetzahara is to my benefit, the same way my yetzahara is to my benefit. my Yetzirah is the same. It's a bad, it's a what we call bad, because it can do bad things. It's a potential for bad.
So how did you tie this in with someone being poor? Someone being poor is
the Yetzirah. Tying it in with something that we don't want. Ideally, we don't want people to be poor, but they exist in order that I can, that other people can fix themselves via it.
Okay. Good question. What's in America?
Yeah.
So white, not west, modesty.
Yes.
So it's after 120 to come to the court. So only the husband become the punishment.
The husband and the wife are one soul.
Yeah, because
you get punished to
in this lifetime.
She's the other half of your soul.
She's
the other half. She's the other half of your soul. So the punishment is on me. If I am my wife, it's still on me. How the soul is judged in Shemayim is beyond our understanding. When you're two halves of one soul, and she's apparently a different person.
When she's coming here, she's everything is fixed.
Yeah. Her soul, the bit of me, is punished. She's part of my soul. She's the other half of my neshama.
She's
the other half. So I'm getting punished. Her getting punished is me. It is me.
She can say no in the court. Say why? Why is it not my mistake? Because
she's me. She's there's no her and me. But in Shemayim, there's only us, the one. We're one. There's no her and me. It was his fault. No, it was his fault. It's like the body trying to blame the neshama. It's like the story of the neshama. The neshama says, it wasn't me, the body, that sinned. And the body said, I can't do anything without a neshama. The neshama that gave me the power to sin. And they each blame each other. So what do they do? So the mashal of a blind man and a lame man who were in an orchard of apples. And the lame man couldn't walk. And the blind man couldn't see. And the lame man says to the blind man, there's apples in the tree, let's steal some apples. And the blind man says, I can't see them. And the lame man says, well, I can't reach them. So they said, what should we do? So he says, sit on my shoulders. So the blind man puts the lame man on his shoulders and says, guide me, direct me to the tree. So he directs him to the tree and he takes two off and they both eat. When the owner of the field comes and he sees that someone's eaten his apples, and he said, do you eat the apples? So it wasn't me, I can't see the apples. Everyone said, it wasn't me, I can't reach them. So what does he do? He takes the lame man, he puts him back on the shoulders of the blind man, and he whips them both. Right? And that's what's going to happen to the neshama, and that's an analogy that's said about the neshama and the guf, when each one blames the other. Or maybe the similar, that they're going to be put together, fine. We'll put you back together, and now you'll be punished. Right, the woman blames the man. The woman said, "Wait a minute, Gan Hashalom, it says that the man is the sun and I'm the moon. If I wasn't benching, it's because my husband wasn't benching. He wasn't shining the light of benching on me. It's not my fault I wasn't benching. You're right, 100%. Let's bring the husband back, and we'll punish you together."
Also, I wanted to say that the Yetzirah also is Yetzirah for you, and the Chachamim didn't tell me about it because there was no kids being born, right? So maybe it's the same. The Yitzhak is covered by the wife, but the Chacham didn't about them because that's the.
It's useful. Yeah, it's useful. It's useful. It's a Yitzhak. Yitzhak are useful. Without the Yitzhak, like we're saying there, they tried to kill the Yitzhak for New York, and nothing happened. And the world, nothing could. The no chicken laid an egg, right? It helps the world, like Kilo, like the phrase money helps the world go round, right? You need it at the moment. It helps the world go round, right? It helps the world go round, right? Right now we need it. In the Latin Lavon, the times to come, we're not going to need it anymore. Okay. Ulama says, Zeh Chayut Shala. In practice, this, right, we're talking about the woman's Yetzirah, the woman's need for Kavod. Right, this is her life force. This is where she gets her chiyut. Life force. It doesn't really work so well in English. Chiyut. Life.
Strength.
Where she gets her life from. V'lachen isha shebala ino mekavda. And therefore, a woman whose husband does not give her kavod, ain la shum chiyut, she has no life. No life force, she has no... Yes. Don't be sorry.
Let's explain what kavod means. Like, give up aim is just enough for them. So in this context,
what's it mean?
What does it mean or relate to?
So kavod is not just one thing, but the examples of kavod are attention, love, compliments, a smile, right?
Well,
kavod,
that with
respect, meaning
right.
not definitely not criticizing, no negative comments, right? That's all kavod.
But that's same with kavod of leaves.
Nachon. Yeah, and it's correct, but the difference is a woman has the biggest yetzahara for this, and you and me don't. We have a yetzahara for kavod, but it's not the main thing for us. Right? It's very nice, and I feel really tough, but it's not. This is her entire life force. She doesn't get this; she's dead. She's a walking dead person. Or she needs to find it from somewhere else, which is the other problem. She doesn't get it from you, from the husband, the pure, holy kavod. She's going to get the tainted, evil version of it, right? There's everything has the two. Everything is created zu lumazu, this opposite this. And if you don't get the good pure version, you're going to have to go after the nasty stuff.
And that's what you meant by this morning, Jim?
No.
She loves, and
then
she loves
no, not even. For sure, she was getting 100% love and attention from Rabbi Meir Balanes. He was giving her everything she needed.
And you said as far as in Sanhedrin.
Oh.
And you mentioned that if the woman goes off and makes adultery,
then the husband isn't giving what she needs.
And that's what you were saying.
All right? Yeah. Yeah, so she's going to find it from somewhere else. She needs a covenant and attention. Like women, what we're mentioning there is we mentioned a woman who goes off with another man, right? Most cases, which read as 99.99%. The only reason she's going off with another man is because her husband's not giving her attention. She doesn't need to be with any other man. She's not like us. Men had a tavat niyuf, right? Man can be with another woman just because she looks nice. But that's not the same for a woman. Woman is not interested by a cute guy who walks past with big muscles. Let's go and be with him. It's not there. She's not got the same tavat. She doesn't have tavat niyuf like we do. The only reason, only people who are, it's not normal.
It's
not normal.
There's also guys that are after COVID like crazy.
No, but it's not. No, it's not. It's
like
not standard.
Afar,
the reason why a woman would be with another man who's not her husband is because she needs kavod. Her yetzahara is kavod. If she's not getting it at home, and someone in the office is treating her, giving her all this talk, then you know, it can lead that way. That's what can happen, but it's just a kavod, but it's not from the other.
They think the guy that looks nice, that's what they want. It exists. I'm just saying it's rare.
It exists only in modern day culture. It's a modern day phenomenon.
Right?
Because the media say it's true, and the media want to promote that idea, because they want to promote pretty girls and pretty guys and whatever. Right? So that's what that, but it's not, there's no reality in it. It's a dimion. It's an imagination that's been created by the reader. But whereas the ta'ava is real, the ta'ava for niyuf in a man is real. It's not a media thing that created ta'ava niyuf. And for a woman, what her real ta'ava is, that's not a media thing either, is her need for kavod. Yeah, it's a ta'ava, it's her ta'ava. What niyuf is to a man, keilu.
So we're feeding her ta'ava.
Yeah.
We're making sure she doesn't get another.
She needs it from somewhere. But it's her life force. It's kavod. But it's different. It's different. This is why we said, when I said before it's a yetzahara, Moshe picked me up on it and said, how can it be a yetzahara? It's a double sided coin. To give kavod to someone who needs kavod, the correct kavod is not a yetzahara. It's good. When you give your Rebbe kavod, you're not feeding his yetzahara, right? You're not. It's good to give him kavod. However, there is a type of kavod which is bad. The same for a woman. If I'm giving my wife the correct kavod, from a good place. It's what she needs. It's maybe then that's maybe not in the category of Yetzer Hara. Although the fact that she needs it, she needs me to give it to her, is to draw it out of me. So she does have a tava that she needs it, right? Because otherwise I wouldn't bother, right? I don't bother giving kavod my chavuta because he doesn't need it, he doesn't demand it. It's not. Right? But my wife needs it. So the way Hashem created it in her is a tava. It can also go to the negative, right? Women who need overt attention and whatever, and it can be a Yetzer Hara that they have to look in the mirror every 5 minutes and they're always worried about what they're wearing and what they're not wearing and putting on makeup and job. You can.
The other thing you could think of for negative attention.
Yeah.
Prostitution.
Well, what?
Okay.
Prostitution.
Top.
They're addicted to drugs.
There's different reasons why that's going on. It's not for kavod. There's very little kavod. It's already something very 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 different. Okay, afilu sheyesh la kavod meima vaivia. Even if she has kavod from a father and mother, right? They right mechavroteh from her friends. But af noset misla mikubedet vehi baalat. Ma'amad v'kavod. Said mitzvah. Right, she has a position, a high position, a respected position. She's got a good job in she's the headmistress of the local high school. She's got a kabbalistic job. V'hi ba'alat ma'amad v'kavod. And she herself is a person of good midot, and people give her respect. Mutzlachat, she's successful. Eshet Kareria, she's a career woman, she's managing director of whatever company. Ashira, she's wealthy in her own right. She's got all those trappings. In Ba'ala lo noten la kavod, if her husband doesn't give her kavod, Ishazo hi umlala, she'ain umlala kamoa olam. A woman like that is a umlala, she's.
No one.
She's nothing. She's miserable, dead, nothing, finished. Right? Doesn't matter. Right? The kavod she needs is from her husband. She needs that kavod from her husband. And if she doesn't get it, so then she's going to seek it elsewhere because she's gasping for oxygen.
Right.
So she's going to.
But
even though she gets it from somewhere, it doesn't really. It's not going to help. So even if she's mistreated, chas v'shalom, and she goes off with another man who is going to give her respect, it's not like she's now fulfilled. She's still because she needs it from her husband. The source. This is a second rate. This is like a chocolate bar to fill a hole, to fill a gap. Diane, Tov. I'm sad, I'm miserable, I'll eat a chocolate bar. But it's not doing it, I haven't fixed the problem. I haven't cured the problem. The problem still exists. I'm not getting attention from my husband. And that's what will fix everything. She'll drop the career and all that nonsense and the friends and the Facebook and everything else that's coming to try and fill that gap.
Or it could reverse and she'll have never... Husband number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6.
Yeah, but when she marries the next husband, then if that husband treats her correctly, then that's fine, because she's now attached to that husband, and he can give her the correct.
Usually these ladies go off with their mismarriage. Yeah, it exists.
But because they're choosing the wrong people, right? They're choosing the wrong people. They're choosing not choosing people who are going to give them kavod.
Right?
The job of the husband is to give kavod to his wife, and if she finds someone who's not giving her kavod, she's not going to be happy.
It's not nice to be husband number
3.
Hard, hard, but then there's a test. You're right. They're not working on themselves. She chose a husband who's not working on himself.
That's not being wrong in the potential to be good. Just
in the overall sense, Hashem wants these two people to work on themselves and fix it and do a great tikkun. But we see that people aren't doing that, right? We see that people are getting divorced because they're not doing that. People, the man doesn't want to work. It's the man's job. The man doesn't want to put in the effort. The man put in the effort, everything's fine. You're giving me the face, Moshe. What's the matter? You don't like that idea?
Yeah.
not a matter of liking. It's just, I know a lot of men and the women went off the deck and just like, and you know, and so how is it?
It's his fault. It's his fault. And don't for a minute believe anything else unless you have extremely incontrovertible proof, because the source, the rule is that it's his fault.
Yeah,
that's the starting point. That's the mamash, the rule.
But if you start
right, it might look from where you're standing that he's a great husband, but you're not there. You're not there when in the house to see what's actually going on when he's being tested and he's failing. He's not standing up to his test.
If you start off with husband number three.
Doesn't matter what it looks like, right? Because the husband always comes out looking rosy. Why? Because he's the calm one, he's the sensible one, he's the one that looks like he's rational. And the wife, when she's lost it, she goes berserk. She goes berserk. She looks like the crazy one. And for sure, she is the crazy one by that point. But the question is, how did she get to be the crazy one? She only got to be the crazy one because he wasn't giving her... If he switches off and doesn't give her what she needs, she's going to go crazy. And out of the two of them, she's the crazy one, he's a sensible one. But why? Because he switched the tap off. It's in his hands. It's true. It's true.
In every case.
No, I'm just saying,
in every case.
They gave a shidduch which wasn't.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter on the shidduch. Once you're under the chuppah, these principles work. The man is the sun and the woman is the moon. If the man is shining, giving her the correct, you can have shalom bayit with the devil. With the devil. Doesn't matter what her attributes are, what her traits are. Doesn't matter. Hashem created that situation and said, you can fix this. I'm giving you the chance. I'm not putting you in a situation where you've got no chance here to fix this. I'm putting you in a situation, it might be difficult. She might be tough. She's a tough cookie, this one. I agree, she's a tough cookie. But you know what? You can fix her, 100%. You can have her eating out of your hand. You're going to be a princess. We gave the story last week of the guy who wanted to kill his wife. And the rabbi said, fine, I'll let you kill her. And show you how to do it halachically. You just need to be nice to her in her last 3 weeks before she dies. And he starts being nice to her. And she changes completely and says, no, I don't want her to die now. I started to be nice to her. That's all it takes. Believe it. You haven't got any proof to the contrary. You're going against Rav Arush, the Arizal, Rav Ovadia Yosef, and you're saying, no, I think it's wrong. In my opinion, sometimes it's the wise. Based on what? Based on what halachic source are you saying that this is wrong? Based on what I've seen? I haven't seen nothing. I haven't seen anything. I don't know nothing. Marcia, seriously. I'm not just trying to... I'm trying to tell you for a good reason. Firstly, that you should believe in Emunat Chachamim. And secondly, that I should throw away my thoughts, understandings, ideas are all nonsense compared to Gedolim and Tzadikim. The Arizal doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. In my opinion, because I know, I did Daf Yomi once, and I now know all of Shas. So according to my esteemed opinion, Arizal is not talking about every woman. According to my esteemed opinion, Rav Arush it's not 100% in this book. Who? On what possible place do I have to stand to make such a assumption that I know anything? That I know anything, especially in the face of someone who clearly knows more than me and is telling me contrary to what I'm saying. How can I stand in that position? It's a very dangerous place to stand. Hashem will open my eyes to see that everything is 100% true. There's no lies, there's no mistakes here. Absolutely not. He will open my eyes. But I have to be prepared to put away my wisdom in favor of the Chachamim. I need to put away my wisdom to a side in favor of the Chachamim. Only then can Hashem open my eyes to see that this is true. Until then, Hashem leads me the way I want to go. He says, if you want to stay with what you believe, fine. Stay with what you learned on the back of a cereal packet. Stay with what you learned from watching Hollywood movies. And that's your level of knowledge. You're free. If you want to hold by that, you hold by that. Or if you want me to open up the wellsprings and show you what's really going on in the world and how the world really works and how I create neshamot and how everything fits, I can show you that too. But you have to be open to it. I'm not going to force it down you. The only way to obtain anything is to empty out what I have so I can fill it up. If I'm already full, and it doesn't matter whether I'm full up to here or full up to here, whatever I'm holding on to is filled me up. I can't take it. I can't be any more than I am. But if I empty out what I am, I throw away what I am, then I can be an empty vessel and I can start pouring in more and more and more. And this is all new that I never knew before. Because it's new. It's not in there. This is new. This is new. This is not part of my wisdom. I was not born with this wisdom. And if a person is holding on to his existing wisdom, which conflicts with this, so fine. That's what he's going to stick with. He's going to stick with his existing wisdom that conflicts with this. And we know people like that. We know all, right? You try and tell a person who doesn't want to hear this, no, sun, moon, rubbish. Top. So you stay on that knowledge, and he stays in Amaharetz. That's what he does. Hashem says, fine. But a person who says, you know what, maybe what I know up till now is not true. And maybe my rabbis are correct, and I should have emunat chachamim and throw away what I know. He's going to be opened up to everything. Right? Rav Natan, when he came to Rav Nachman, was a gadol. He was already the chief rabbi over a huge area of wherever he was in that, right? And he said when he came to it, he threw it all away. He threw it all away, everything. He knew Zohar, he knew Shas, he knew everything, and he threw it all away. Why? Because I want to get more wisdom. I want to get higher wisdom, and I want to get... And in order to do that, he doesn't say, I'll take what I've got, tell me the extra stuff. He didn't say that. He said, I'm going to throw it all away so that I can actually now start to learn. That was someone who really knew what they're talking about. He hadn't learned all the shit. He didn't know all the possibilities.